Welcome everyone to the Dog Show podcast. My name is Nazari and today we're gonna talk about my story of joining my first football club in Europe, and exactly it's in Belgium. Episode number 7, so let's get it. And first of all, I want to say that it's gonna be my first episode without text, so it's gonna be pretty interesting, and I guess for me it's not gonna be that easy to do it, because I'm Ukrainian, born and raised in Ukraine, so English is not my mother language. And it's gonna be a quiet improvisation with the combination of my 11 years knowledge of English that I learned at school, at primary school. So I hope you're gonna like it, you're gonna understand it. And yes, let's start. As I already said, I'm Ukrainian and my football career started at my 6 years old, I guess. Yes, 5-6 years old, and it was the whole time until the, let's say, transfer to Belgium. It was around 10 years I played in Ukraine in football schools. Not the top academies or something like that. No, it was just actually 2 football schools. And we're gonna start with Voskhod Kyiv, my first team, without any knowledge of football. I wasn't a big fan of football because most of the time I was involved to different types of activities, different type of sports. So I did dancing, breakdance, I did swimming and stuff like that. So football was just another step in searching the best match as sport for me. So yes. But fortunately, it was a good choice for me to stay on football, because I became a big, I guess, one of the biggest fans of Ukrainian football, Ukrainian Premier League. And I was my first football club for 4 years. We had one of the best teams in Kyiv. It was such an exciting experience for me to play in really good team, really strong team, because our coaches were so disciplined. They gave us a lot of knowledge, not only about football, but also about discipline, about motivation, also about team play, about connection. And I guess the most important was self-organization and like self-confidence, because we were like 2-3 steps above our opponents just because of our confidence. We were like the family, the team that had the big goal to win every match, to win every ball on the field. So it gave us much more opportunities to grow up, to become just better and better team. But at one moment there was a conflict between parents or stuff like that, or parents and coaches and stuff and players, by decision of their parents, they became, yes, to change the club, to go to another coach or just to leave the club. So, and it went like for every player in that team. So one person left and two person and stuff. Just it was getting worse and worse. So it was difficult actually at that moment. And I was like, I was one of the last one who left the club, and my decision was to go to Champion Kyiv, the next and last club in Ukraine that I went to. So if we're gonna talk about Champion Kyiv, why I chose that club, just I guess just because some of my friends, someone from my classmate, they were there like a few years before I left my first club, so it was easier to join the club with already players who I knew at that moment. So yes, my decision was to go to Champion Kyiv. So just to show you different, in Voskhod Kyiv, in my first club, I played in best five. So we played five against five, and I was in first five. I was one of the best players there. I was like the main player. And then I came to Champion Kyiv, and I was in third team. Yes, yeah, so my whole group of players were, we had like four teams, four apart group of players, and I was in third one. To make it clear, first group is the best players, and like second is a bit worse, and my third group was, yes, pretty weak, I guess. I cannot describe it with words, because it's for football players, it's just clear that if you have three teams and the third one is not a group where you want to be. So, but it didn't, I didn't stop. I was growing up, so I was motivated. I wanted to get, first of all, to the first group, to the first team, first 11, and pretty fast it happened pretty fast, because it was like step for step. I get to the second group of players pretty fast. It was like in 2 or 3 months, and then coach saw really potential in me, and I went. After 2 years in team, I already get to the first group of players. So as for me, it was pretty fast. But I hope that it is worth it, because I did a lot of work on field. I tried to be a team player. I tried to help my teammates. I tried to improve myself, my weak sides, and because I'm left-footed, so I should work more on my right foot to make good passes, to make good cross balls. And also I worked a lot on physical conditions. I ran a lot. I went to gym also. Already in Ukraine I went to gym, because here in Belgium, I also have like 2 or 3 gym sessions per week. And it's quite important for me as for defender in position 5 or position 4, like central back. So there in Ukraine, I was growing up, and like in 3 years in my new club in Ukraine, I became the main player of first team. I was in the first 11. I played on the left side. We had a tactic with three defenders and four players in middle, so it wasn't that easy to play with three players behind. But our coach had a good tactics, he had good ideas and vision of the field, so it really helped against much team that we came against. So yes, it was quite an interesting tactic, but it, yes, much of the time it worked, but sometimes we had really big problems with it. So let's get back to transfers and new clubs and stuff. And let's say that I've already seen that in Ukraine it's not quite easy to get the European club, any European club, doesn't matter, is it Germany, is it Belgium or France or even Poland, that is just nearby to Ukraine, it doesn't really matter. It was really difficult to get to any of those clubs. So by my connections, I get to contact with one of football agents who had acquired a lot of contacts with European clubs and academies and stuff. And we paid quite a big amount of money just to search a European club. And I can't say that it was quite a good agent, but with the conditions of war in that situation, we get the opportunity to actually to get a temporary defense in Europe. So it was the time to get to Europe, to European club, and it was March, one day before my birthday, I get a call from him. I was in Frankfurt in Germany, and he told me that there is a club in Belgium that wait for me, and they are already can accommodation, training process and stuff. So I didn't really had another chance, and I'm sure that yes, it was pretty lucky to get the club at that level, because it's high level club. Their first team plays in Jupiler Pro League, that is the main league of Belgium. So I couldn't say no to that opportunity, and we packed our stuff, our baggage, and we took the first train in the morning. It was like 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning. We took our stuff and we went to Belgium. Also, funny to say, we had like the only number of director, I guess, of a football academy, and we had an address. And the problem is that at that time we had only German cards, like SIM cards for our phones, so it was a big problem to find the internet, to find a Wi-Fi connections. So we were in a little panic, and we were pretty nervous, because yes, it's the big step, it's Europe, it's another country, and just I can tell you the problem why we are here, because of war in Ukraine. There is a war, it's not special operation or stuff, it's a war, people are dying there, people cannot sleep at night, people are scared. So it's not the best way to get to European football club, but it is what it is, actually. That's the only thing I can tell you now. So we are in Belgium, walking out of train, or we get a bus, I guess, to the football field and to academy itself. So we get to academy and I'm looking at those fields. They are, I see the professional football fields, I see the equipment, I see the coaches, because at that time there wasn't training of younger players or stuff. So I was like, yes, that's the thing that I came for. So we had an appointment with the director, I guess. He at that time he was a director, now they have another one. And I guess I could remember his name. It was Hendricks, Dennis Hendricks, yes. Just for a record, he's such a good man. He speaks, fortunately, he spoke English to me. And because, as I already said in my one of the first episodes, that I couldn't even understand the language that they spoke on my first week of training, I had to speak English because I had no idea about Dutch. I had no idea about languages in Belgium and stuff. So yes, I could tell you now, just learn English. It's gonna help you. It's not gonna be lose of your time or stuff. No, it's important to learn English if you want to get to another country, if you want to get to another country, in a European country and stuff. It's important to learn English. And we are back to football. So the club called KV Mechelen or Koninklijke Voetbal Club Mechelen, as we call it in Dutch and in Belgium. So it's Royal Football Club KV Mechelen. And on that appointment with Hendricks, with Mr. Dennis, he told me that I could tell you now that the only thing that I had in my backpack was a pair of football boots. So I was ready in any moment to start playing football, because I had a feeling like something's gonna happen. So I had to take my football shoes with me. And at that time, my age players had exams and they had school preparation time and stuff. So Mr. Dennis said that I could go training already at the same day as the appointment was. So I was like, yeah, that's the thing that I came for. I'm ready. And he told me that it's gonna be at 4 o'clock, and I was ready. And I get there at 4 o'clock. I saw that it was a young team of, yes, it was young football team, 18, 20 years old boys, and they were pretty fast. Their technique was amazing. Their communication was on just, it's another level from first training. Even if I didn't understand the language that they spoke, I get the level of their football, of Belgian football, of European football. And yes, I was shocked. I was in panic. I was nervous because I was like, what I'm doing here? I played my football career for almost 10 years in the team that has nothing as that team has. I played, and actually different level with different type players, and here it's just heaven, it's paradise. I don't know how to describe it, it's amazing. And just from the beginning, I made a few contacts, I made a few friends from football team, and we are still with in contact with them. We spoke just 2 days ago with one of their players about how is it going there with U18 team, and it was pretty interesting to hear that they could still remember me and who I am and where I'm from, and that, yeah, it's so nice and so cute actually to hear. And in 1 month I became the KV Mechelen Academy football player. Oh my god, it's not describable, the feeling that small Ukrainian boys can feel in big European football club. That's amazing, that's incredible, that's unbelievable. So until June we train together, we get to know each other more and better, and from September I became the big part of team. I became the player of Academy. I played matches, we made a photo shoot. I made it. I really made it in European club. So I became the official player of KV Mechelen, and the rest is history. So if you want to know more details, or if you want to know more about KV Mechelen as academy, as training process, as football club, just let me know in comments, and I'm gonna do another episode about KV Mechelen as football team. So that was my small improvisation. That was the episode number 7 about my trip and joining to KV Mechelen, to Belgium Football Academy. I see you the next week on Friday. Wish you all the best and see you there. Bye bye.